Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos, Rodin Maseches Makos, Perek Beis, Mishnayahi. V'michuvonos lehen jochim mizulazu. The Ari Miklat had between them set out paths between them. Shenemar tochim lecha aderech v'shilashta v'gomer. As the Pasuk says, you shall prepare for yourself the way, and you shall shilashta, probably means evenly divided, etc., as the verse says over there. So that means there had to be a derech, the Mishnah's understanding, to travel between them. Most of them had Talmid Chachamim, and they would hand over to them, two Talmid Chachamim to them, probably means to the people who were being exiled to go to the Arei Miklat, two Talmid Chachamim would escort them, Shem Yargenu Baderech, lest the Goel Adam kill these people on the way, as we discussed, he has the right to while they're outside of the city, Bidabre Elov, and they would speak to that Goel Adam, convince him not to. Remeir says, Afu Medabre Adei Atzmo. Even him, even the one, the person who killed inadvertently, he has the right or the mitzvah, he should speak for himself. And this is the word of the Rotzeach. In the actual context of that verse, it seems to be elaborating on the whole parsha of what happens to the Rotzeach, but Rabbi Meir's understanding, it also tells you that he should speak for himself. So says the Rabbi here, Mechuvonos hayu lehen hadrachim. A little different gears to the Rabbi. The hadrachim were mechuvon. Sounds like just in amongst themselves, as that means zulazu. Shayu osim adrachim shiyu mechavonus la'ari miklat, shlo yaharotzeach to'e baderech. They would make the paths that they were directed to the Ari Miklat, and then the murderer shouldn't get lost on the way. So, while the mission of this reading, I thought meant that, you know, there are roads relating to Ari Miklat. It sounds like the Rav is understanding that it means, or it also means, that they were clearly laid out how to get to the Ari Miklat. Miklat Hayakosuv al Parshas Drachim, and there were signs that said Miklat, the refuge, I suggest. Kadeshi Yaki Rotzeach Yifne Lisham. In order that the Rotzeach would recognize it, he would go that direction. Then we said two Tamei Chacham escorted the Rotzchim, Vaidabru Elov, and they would speak to the Goel Adam. Vaidabru the Goel Adam, Al Tinog Minang Shalashov Chedam, and they would speak to him and say, don't act like a murderer. The Shkoga B'maisez Eliyodo, you don't understand, this guy did it inadvertently. Try to calm him down like that. And then Rabbi Meir says, Hu medabra de atzmo, that the Rotzeach speaks for himself. Ein Tamei Chacham nizkakin ledabra legol adam, b'av l'ro. Rabbi Meir is disagreeing that the Tamei Chacham, he says, did not have to actually speak on his behalf. Elohu toin tainos la'atzmo, he should make claims for himself. Ein alach Rabbi Meir, alach is not like Rabbi Meir, seems that the Tamei Chacham speak for him. It's not clear, Rabbi Meir, whether or not the Tanei Kama would assert the Rotzeach from speaking, but seemingly at least the Tamei Chacham do speak, and maybe he'd also speak. Says Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Batchila echad shogev echad meizin makdim la'ari miklat. The beginning of every episode of murder, every incident, so the murderer, whether or not he was shogeg or meizid, would first go to the Ari Miklat. It's not clarified, there hasn't been a sentence, but even if it seemed to be it was meizid, it seemed shogeg, they go to the city of refuge. Basin shochan mevino so misham. And after Basin has figured out that whether he's, are meizid or shogeg, they would send for him. I should say, this is really before the din happens. They would send for him from that city to try him in court. Whoever got found liable to a death penalty in Beistin would be killed. Whoever was not, they battered him from being killed, obviously. Whoever was found to be Chayav Golus, they bring him back to that place. They return him to the Ari Miklat where he started out. It says that the aid of the congregation, meaning the Beis Din, will return him to that place. That's how we're learning over here, that he was already once in the Ir Miklat, which is why we're understanding that they initially go there upon the incident of murder, and then they're brought back, potentially, if they're found to be Chayav Golos. Echad Moshuach V'Shem Anamishcha V'Echad Marum V'Begadim V'Echad She'Over Mimishichyoso. This is three different sides of Kohanim. Whether a Kohen Golo, I should say, that was anointed with anointing oil, which was what initially was done, or the one who just had more begotten, namely that the Kohen Gadol wears eight special garments, while as a regular Kohen wears four, and this happened after the oil was hidden. We'll see that in the Rav. There wasn't any oil, so the only way it was separable, the only way it was distinguishable that the Kohen Gadol was through his extra pieces of clothing that he wore. Be'echa she'avar mimishichaso. And the one that has passed over from being Meshuach, we'll see what that means in the Rav, Machzir Nasar Rotzeach, the death of all these people, we should add in, that if any of these people die, then the Rotzeach goes free from his Golos. Right, that's what it says explicitly in the Torah, until the death of the Kohen Gadol, that's what ends Golos for those who are in exile. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Meshuach Melchama Machzir Sirotzech. He says even one more, even the one that was anointed to be the Meshuach Melchama, the one who came out to war before the Jewish troops would go out and would tell them the various rules of war, of who has to go home, etc. Sigach Imusen Shel Kohanim Misapkos Lehen Michyot Sus. Therefore, it was the custom that the mothers of the Kohanim, these Kohanim Gedolim, would provide food and clothing to these murderers, in order that they should not daven for their children to die, because upon the death of those Kohanim Gedolim, they would go free. They had invested interest to daven for that. So the mothers would try to coax them out of that through these gifts. If the case was that once the verdict was passed, then the Kohen Gadol died, Harzein Agoli, he never goes to Golis. He just stays out. He never went in, and he gets to not go in. But if the Kohen Gadol died before Gemar Din, another one was appointed, and then there was a verdict, so he goes back with the death penalty of the second one. The second one is now the Kohen Gadol that will enact freedom for him. So says the Rav here. So the Rav doesn't have any comments on the first part of the Mishnah that we read. Everybody goes to the city and then they bring them back. It seemed pretty clear from us what was going on over there. The Rav only comments on the next part. A Kohen Gadol who was Meshuach B'Shemen, or he had more clothing. Shel Shemen Mishcha. After the jug of the anointing oil had been hidden, when would a person go through the Chanucha, very fitting, it's Chanukha the night, when would there be a Mishcha, when would he enter into being the Kohen Gadol? Only with wearing the eight Begadim. The one who passed from his being anointed, the Kohen Gadol became a Valkari on Kippur, and they appoint another one in his spot. From that point onward, even though he's no longer the acting Kohen Gadol, he still has this halacha that his death would cause freedom. The death of all of these allows the one in Golos to go back home, even though one of the other ones in the group, or both of the other ones, are still alive. The Shosh B'Omim Kohen Gadol Ksiva Parsha. Three times it says Kohen Gadol on our parsha. That tells you the death of each one is enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Meshuach Melchama. There's another pasuk that says, "Yeah, Lashuv Lasheves Ba'aretz Ad Mos HaKohen." He goes back to dwell on the land until the death of the Kohen. V'Rabbanan, and so there's another hint. It doesn't say Kohen Gadol there. There's a Kohen. So Rabbi Yehuda understands there is another Kohen whose death will free the Rotzeach. V'Rabbanan came to look see Ba'u Kra HaKohen Gadol, being that pasuk doesn't actually say the Kohen Gadol. Lo Darshili, they don't darshin it for this inyan. The halacha ka chacham. Halacha is like the chacham. And then we said the mothers came and provided gifts for the rotzchim. Shalei ispalla b'neim sheyamusu. Behem pashu. Right? The Kohanim Gadolim are considered to be, in a way, poshea, to be negligent. And that's why their deaths would cause the freedom over here. So the Rav is bothered by that fact. Why does the death of the Kohen Gadol cause any freedom? Shayelam levakesh rachamim al doram. They should have davened more. They should have requested Hashem's mercy on their generation, that any sort of difficulty wouldn't arise for them, and clearly did not enough because a murder occurred. When there's a Gemar Din, we talked about in only after the Gemar Din the Kohen Gadol dies, etc. If after the Gemar Din there is, for Golos, there's the death of the Kohen Gadol, so then he doesn't go to Golos at all. The Mishnigmar Din over Omeid Legolos Ke'ilu Golos. Once he has a Gemar Din, he's going to go to Golos. That is, as far as we're concerned, that he already went. So the death of the Kohen Gadol at that point will cause his freedom. Thanks for listening. We'll continue.